This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
Do you love music? Then you need to visit Shearer's Music Works.
From aspiring guitarist to touring pianist, Shearer's caters to musicians of all chords. In store, you'll find an amazing range of instruments and print music, and if your instrument needs a tune-up, they have on-site repair and servicing. Shearer's Music Works on Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Your total music store.
Proud sponsor of the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on Free FM.
Welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and I'm going to play some bluegrass music for you that I hope you're going to enjoy. The theme tune that's playing on behind me is called Back Porch Bluegrass, fiddle tune by Colin Trenwith, and I contributed to the writing of it. And that wonderful guitar break was by Colin Watson. We recorded that in Australia in 1976, I believe it was, and he did a great job on that break. But let's hear from the Bluegrass Album Band now. Volume 2, I think it was, Don't This Road Look Rough and Rocky.
Tell you, though it almost breaks my heart, but before the morning, darling, we'll be many miles apart. Don't this road look rough and rocky? Don't that sea look wide and deep? Look the sweetest when she's in my arms asleep. Can't you hear the night birds crying far across the deep blue sea? Thinking, won't you sometimes think of me? Don't this road look rough and rocky? Don't that sea look wide and deep? Don't my baby look the sweetest when she's in my arms asleep? Thank you. depart. You have caused me lots of trouble. Darling, you have broke my heart. Don't this road look rough and rocky? Don't that sea look wide and the sweetest when she's in my arms asleep.
Oh, great old Flat and Scruggs tune done by the Bluegrass Album Band there. And that Bluegrass Album Band was just a magic combination of J.D. Crow, Tony Rice, Doyle Lawson, Bobby Hicks and Todd Phillips. That was Volume 2, and they recreated some of the classics of bluegrass music and breathed a new life into them, really. They were faithful to the originals, but they also added their own stuff, and I think they rewrote the book on bluegrass, and I just love all the recordings that they did. Next one up is from a band called Midnight Sky Racer. This is from the album Fire. Midnight Sky Racer was an all-girl band that played at the Mountain Grass Festival in Australia in 2019. And they came out from the UK, and they really know their bluegrass and their picking. Tabitha Agnew on banjo and vocals. Charlotte Karavik on guitar and harmony vocals. Laura Karavik on fiddle and dobro and vocal leads as well. Leanne Thoreau's on mandolin and some lead vocals. They really get a share of the vocals each, don't they? And Eleanor Wilkie on double bass. And they play some great bluegrass music. The song I've selected for you is one called They Want to Go. It's written by the bass player, Eleanor Wilkie. And it's number 6, so the lead vocal is done by the banjo player, Tabitha. Here are Midnight Sky Racer and the song They Want to Go.
I can see the same old faces, hoping, wishing, praying there was one. You can see the dreams are faded, souls have all been traded, seeing what they have we knew what for. They wanna go, they wanna leave this place behind. They wanna go to a different state of mind. Caught off guard, never seeing life the way it should. pick the crossroads. The time was always borrowed, making do once more misunderstood. They wanna go, they wanna leave this place behind. They wanna go to a different state of mind. They wanna go back on that road again, knowing they won't look back.
That's Midnight Sky Racer with the tune They Want to Go. They've got a very contemporary sound, but they really retain all the elements of great bluegrass music, don't they? Well, it's time for an instrumental, and this is from the album Dancing on the Fingerboard. Ricky Simpkins, who's a fine fiddle player and mandolin player. And the tune I've chosen is actually one that he performed in the Tony Rice Unit when he was working with Tony Rice. And guess what? Tony Rice is playing guitar on this one. And in fact, Tony Rice leads off the instrumental, so it's really pretty much the way they used to do it with the Tony Rice Unit. Ricky is playing fiddle and mandolin, Tony is playing lead guitar, Wyatt Rice is playing rhythm guitar, and Ronnie Simpkins is playing bass. Couple of sets of brothers playing some music here. On this album, it's called Wakahota Station. Wakahota Station. And I looked it up just to see if there was a reason for the name. And Tony calls it Wakahota Station, Wakahota, which is in Florida. And the Rice brothers, I think, lived in Florida for a little while, and maybe that's near where they lived. But it's a nice instrumental. I thought you'd like to hear it. And it sounds like this. thank you very much, Ricky Simpkins, for allowing your boss, Tony Rice, to play that guitar instrumental on your album, Waka Hoota Station. And for aspiring guitarists, you've learned every lick on that. You'd know more about guitar than about 95% of guitar players. So many good licks in that, played by Tony Rice. What a great tune. Like a bit of a jam session, really, when you listen to the structure of it. And they're just going for it, aren't they? Great picking away there. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm playing music off my shelves that I think you're going to enjoy, and it comes from all parts of the bluegrass spectrum, a wide range. I try to play a wide-ish range of the music, but it's all stuff I've got on my shelves, and I hope there's something in here that you're going to like. Well, many of you will have listened to my show last week, which was a tribute show to the late, great Jesse McReynolds, who died on the 23rd of June. And I did a tribute show to him, playing some of the music of Jim and Jesse and some of Jesse's later music. And it's always an honour, really, to be able to review very briefly the career of a wonderful person like that. Well, 4 days later, Bobby Osborne died. He was aged 91 on the 27th of June, passed away, and the Osborne Brothers, like Jim and Jesse, Osborne Brothers were a wonderful bluegrass band, big influence on the Hamilton County bluegrass band that I was part of. We loved their approach to the music, their great singing, their harmony structure, their instrumental approach, like their forays into country music, and I liked their return to bluegrass music. Now, in the next few weeks, I'm going to be doing a tribute show to Bobby Osborne too. There's lots that we can talk about, and it's not all going to happen on this show, but I just had to play a track from the Osborne Brothers and say thank you, Bobby, for all the good music that you've given us, and to your brother Sonny too, who died in 2021. 2 years apart they died, and man, that's the end of an amazing era of bluegrass music. This is from the album Once More, and this is sort of when they're reprising some of their country-oriented hits, but back into a bluegrass style. Bobby Osborne mandolin and vocals, Sonny Osborne banjo and vocals, Blaine Sprouse on fiddle, Paul Brewster on guitar and vocals, and Jimmy Brock on bass. And it's just a re-recording of some of the hits, and of course I've chosen the classic Bluegrass Express. I think it was Paul Duff of the Bluegrass Parkway group based in Perth, Western Australia, who said Bluegrass Express is the bluegrass song that's got the most chords in it, and I've never actually counted them all, but I think he's dead right there. Here comes the Osborne Brothers with Bluegrass Express. Thank you, Bobby.
Riding the Bluegrass Express, riding the Bluegrass Express. This train will soon be gone and I'm going home on the Bluegrass Express. Port Town, Louisville, Lexington, she's southbound. Richmond, Winchester, Bowling Green, prettiest place I've ever seen. Riding the Bluegrass Express, riding the Bluegrass Express. This train will soon be gone and I'm going home on the Bluegrass Express. Express, riding the Bluegrass Express. This train will soon be gone and I'm going home on the Bluegrass Express. Mm-hmm.
thank you, Sonny and Bobby Osborne, the Osborne brothers, for the great music that they have played over the years. And there'll be a tribute show within a few weeks for their music. Let's hear from Jim Hurst now from the album Open Window. And this is, he's got some friends to help him out here. Missy Raines on bass, Vic Jordan on banjo, Keith Little on mandolin and tenor harmony, Bobby Hicks on fiddle, Ben Surratt on the baritone harmony, and Jim, of course, is playing vocal and guitar. I met Jim Hurst when he was playing with Claire Lynch. Real nice guy, and he loves his bluegrass music. Sounds great too. Here he is with Tall Pines.
My youth, I stood on this mountain and planted some pines in the sand. And every day I'd look there waiting and just couldn't understand why they never grew like I thought they should do. I just couldn't understand why. And I've rambled all around this wide world over, and today I just happened by tall pines, reaching up for the clouds. Tall pines, I bet you wouldn't know me now. Hum of the bees in the hay. The farther I walk, the harder they talk, how silent they seem here today. And there's that old rail fence that we built inch by inch, surrounding the old family graves. And there's one gravestone standing all alone, waiting to meet me in the shade. For the clouds, tall pines, I bet you wouldn't know me now.
Tall Pines, great song by Damon Black and sung there by Jim Hurst and a bunch of his friends playing some great bluegrass music. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trendwith, and playing you some of the music that I love to play. This show comes from Free FM 89.0 in Hamilton, New Zealand, and part of the Access Radio stations, and it's aired on Access Radio stations starting with Free FM at 10 o'clock on Tuesday nights, and then other times throughout the week, and other access radio stations throughout New Zealand at different times of the day and night. So if you like bluegrass music, hunt out Back Porch Bluegrass, and you might find a version that works for you. And otherwise, you can listen to the podcast. Just go to the Free FM website and look for Back Porch Bluegrass, and then you can download and listen to any of the shows, or about the last 10 shows probably, at your leisure. Sponsored by Shearer's Music Works. If you're in Hamilton, call in and see the folks at Shearer's. They're the music shop with the great big music notes written out on the front wall, and it's a bit of a feature in Hamilton and Anglesey Street. Very helpful staff. They'll help you buy a new banjo or a guitar or a ukulele or a fiddle or a mandolin, and all the sets of strings you could possibly want. So Shearer's Music Works have been sponsoring music in Hamilton for more than 60 years and doing a great job at it. I'm delighted they're sponsoring Back Porch Bluegrass. We got to hear from Ralph Stanley and the Clinch Mountain Boys, and this album was recorded live at Ralph Stanley's 26th annual Bluegrass Festival in May 1996 at the Old Home Place atop Smith Ridge near McClure, Virginia. That's where Ralph came from, and it's celebrating Ralph's 50th anniversary in bluegrass music, and there's many past members of the famous Clinch Mountain Boys, plus some added guests, gathered to play tribute to this legendary performer. And so it's very relaxed. You listen to the whole album, and I'm not sure if there was someone organising who was coming on and who was going off, but there were some great moments on it, but it was a very relaxed occasion. But the track that I've selected is Let Me Love You One More Time, and that's Ralph Stanley and his son Ralph Stanley the II doing the music, and they sound great together. Let's hear how they do it.
That brings us up now to the present band, don't it, Willard? Okay, right now we'd like to get Ralph II and everybody back out, the ones that's in the band right now. Ralph II and John, everybody, where are you at? Everybody on hand. Yeah, okay. Ralph, tell the folks what we're going to do.
I believe we'll try one called Let Me Love You One More Time. That's one of my all-time favorites.
We've got a banjo player. Where's that other banjo player?
Steve.
Steve Spark. Make him welcome. Don't forget you, Steve. Have to share this mic. Okay, I've been needing you. I'm getting tired of playing.
Tomorrow you'll be with another. Things just didn't turn out right, but to my grave I'll carry with me a memory of your love tonight. Lay your head on my shoulder, put your little hand in mine. We'll walk down the bird's lane together. Let me love you one more time. Tomorrow you'll be with another. Things just didn't turn out right, but to my grave I'll carry with me a memory of your love tonight. Lay your head on my shoulder, put your little hand in mine. We'll walk down the bird lane together. Let me love you one more time.
I told you they were fairly casual, but they sound good together, Ralph and Ralph number two. I never saw Ralph number two sing with Ralph Stanley, so I really missed something there. Hope you enjoyed that. Some classic bluegrass there. Let's hear from the Grascals. They're a great band. It's a great name for a band, Grascals. Whoever thought of it, it's a wonderful. This is one of their early albums. This is before Christine Scott Benson joined them on banjo. The band was Terry Smith on bass and harmony singer, David Talbot on banjo, and Terry Eldridge on lead and harmony vocals, Jamie Johnson on lead vocals and harmony vocals, Jimmy Mattingly on fiddle and mandolin, and Danny Roberts on mandolin mostly. So they really jump around and do all the parts. And I'm going to play a couple of tracks for you from this album. The album is just entitled The Grascals. I'm going to play a couple of classic tunes. My Sarah Jane. There's 100 versions of this song, and of course the Grascals do a great version. And then the classic gospel song, Sweet By and By. Hope you enjoy the Grascals.
Oh, rock by my Sarah Jane, rock by my Sarah Jane. Nothing to do but sit around and sing, rock by my Sarah Jane. I got a gal sweet to me, she lives down in Tennessee. Oh, Sarah Jane. Nothing to do but sit around and sing, rock by my Sarah Jane. Oh, rock by my Sarah Jane, rock by my Sarah Jane. Nothing to do but sit around and sing, rock by my Sarah Jane. I've been around her all my life, all that's left is just one wife. Oh, Sarah Jane. Nothing to do but sit around and sing, rock by my Sarah Jane. Oh, rock by my Sarah Jane, rock by my Sarah Jane. Nothing to do but sit around and sing, rock by my Sarah Jane. Sarah Jane, nothing to do but sit around and sing, rock by my Sarah Jane. Oh, rock by my Sarah Jane, rock by my Sarah Jane. Nothing to do but sit around and sing, rock by my Sarah Jane, rock by my Sarah Jane. Sure. praise for the glorious gift of His love and the blessings that hallow our days. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. We shall meet on that beautiful shore.
That's from the Grascals. Don't they do a good job of playing together and singing? And wonderful band, and very entertaining as well. I've only got a couple of albums of theirs, really. One where they perform together with well-known country music artists. So they're quite varied in their approach to the music, but it's always deeply rooted in bluegrass music. Well, I often like to play a bit of old-time music on this show, and one of the performers who was on the Grand Ole Opry when Earl Scruggs appeared with his banjo was Uncle Dave Makin. And Uncle Dave Makin was a great entertainer, told stories, told jokes, sang in a loud voice, and was a good singer and a great banjo player, doing the old style claw hammer playing and making a lot of noise. His job was to entertain, and I understand he really entertained the crowd. And the story is that he watched Earl Scruggs play and didn't think he was very funny and didn't think he was very entertaining, but he was quite a good banjo player and told him so. Earl added a whole new dimension into banjo playing that Uncle Dave never quite did, but evidently Uncle Dave Makin was very entertaining. And here he is doing one of his classic songs, Sail Away Lady, Sail Away, Uncle Dave Makin.
Thank you.
Oh, well, there's a whole bunch of stuff going on in there. He is pretty good with his feet, too. And that was the sort of tradition that John Hartford used to copy. Well, John had a little board with a Barkis Berry pickup on it so that you could hear his feet going while he played the banjo. John Hartford was a great man for delving into the old-time styles and bringing something out of them all to be entertaining. Well, Uncle Dave Macon was great at that. I first heard that song from the New Lost City Ramblers, and it's great to have Uncle Dave Macon's version too. New Lost City Ramblers did an excellent version of it, I have to say. Let's hear from the girls in Midnight Sky Racer again. This is a song called A Little Luck, also written by the bass player, Eleanor Wilkie, and this time the lead vocalist is Leanne Thoreau's the mandolin player. And here comes A Little Bit of Luck.
I could go back, but anyhow, all I need is a little luck today. All I need is a little luck without your trouble trying to tear it up. All I need is a little luck today. Not looking for love, no need to change your ways. You barely got a dollar to your name. All I need is a little luck today. Your trouble trying to tear it up. All I need is a little luck today. Not looking for love, no need to change your ways. You barely got a dollar to your name. All I need is a little luck today.
Midnight Sky Racer, All I Need is a Little Luck Today. Probably applies to all of us, doesn't it? You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenworth, playing you music that I really enjoy, all off my shelves, and I've got some pretty laden shelves, believe me, but I hope you're enjoying some of the music that I'm playing for you. Many of you are tuned in by podcast. Thank you very much for tuning in, however you do, different ways to do it, Spotify, Free FM, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Podbean, a whole bunch of different ways of tuning in, or going straight to Free FM 89.0, the webpage, and clicking on the show and downloading and listening there. Thank you very much for doing that. Really appreciate it. People from all around the world I know are listening, and sometimes you make comments. You can also see the running list, which we post on the Facebook page, which is Back Porch Bluegrass NZ, and you can go on there and just make sure that you know where the songs come from, which album, etc., etc. What else do I need to say? Morrinsville Country Music Club. This time the concert is on Thursday the 13th of July, because the 14th is a national holiday in New Zealand for Matariki, celebrating that time of the year. And we are shifting the concert through to the Thursday night. So Morrinsville Rotary Community Hall, 7:30. There's a great concert there. I'm getting to play my double bass, so it's good fun to add that into some of the music. And at the end of the month, of course, fourth Sunday of the month, there'll be Back Porch Bluegrass at the Waikato Contract Bridge Club premises. Fourth Sunday of the month, 2:30 p.m. in the afternoon, where we get together and play some music. Let's hear Dan Tominski, now great singer, player, spent many, many, many years with Alison Krauss Band, but I saw his band in 2008 at Grass Valley, and what a performance it was then. Really just stunned the audience with their strength and power of playing, but their sincerity as well. And this time he's got an all-star lineup, himself playing guitar and vocal, Adam Steffi on mandolin, Barry Bales on bass, Ron Stewart on banjo, and Justin Moses on fiddle. Classic old Kitty Wells song, "Whose Shoulder, Honey, You Gonna Cry On Now?" Energy of that music, isn't it? Oh, that's just how he performs too. Great player. from the Industrial Strength Bluegrass album, which is a wonderful album with an accompanying book that pays tribute to the southwestern Ohio's musical legacy. It was an absolute hotbed of bluegrass music down there, and you have to read the book and just find out. But all sorts of the great performers came there. And a song I've chosen is a Larry Sparks medley. And it's three songs that are associated with Larry Sparks, who came from that area, played in that area, joined the Ralph Stanley Band from that area, and worked with Ralph for many, many years until he started his own band. He was a great performer and really a classic Stanley's man. And, he's featured in this by Josh Williams, who sings one of the songs, first song, Bradley Walker, who sings the second song, which is A Face in the Crowd. First one's Dark Hollow, then A Face in the Crowd. And these are all blues done by Russell Moore of Third Time Out. As well as Josh and Bradley and Russell Moore, they got Mike Bubb on bass, Jason Carter on fiddle, David Harvey on mandolin, who's a second-generation southwestern Ohio musician, and Kenny Smith on guitar. And Joe Mullins is another second-generation southwestern Ohio musician on banjo. Great medley of three bluegrass songs. Sounds like this. This will probably take us out. So thanks very much for listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. Tune in again next week. Bye.
So blow your whistle, freight train. Take me far on down the track. I'm going away. I'm leaving today. I'm going, but I ain't coming back. I'd rather be in some dark holler where the sun don't ever shine. That will cause me to lose my mind. So blow your whistle, freight train. Take me far on down the track. I'm going away. I'm leaving today. I'm going, but I ain't coming back. A face in the crowd on your wedding day. You tossed me a rosebud from your bridal bouquet. No one seemed to notice. No one wondered why. When you pledged your love to him, there were tears in my eyes. A face in the crowd with a pale yellow rose. Your gown of white satin, my half-worn out clothes. I knew your love one time, but your love now he holds. I'm a face in the crowd with a pale yellow rose. Thanks for listening to this Free FM podcast.
If you want to hear more content like this, you can support Free FM via Patreon. Head to patreon.com/freefm89 to find out more.